Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome Cody. As usual, I'm your host, Cody. And this week, we are talking about the last book in the DC Black Label's books I was going to talk about. So this month, we've been talking about DC Black Label comic books. Today, we're going to be talking about another one, but this one's going to be a little different. This one is called The Last God. It is a fantasy book. Some say it's a fantasy horror book, but to me, it's just fantasy. Because a lot of fantasy stuff has some pretty gnarly horror stuff in general with monsters and stuff like that. So I don't think it's anything more than what it is. But so if you you look it up, you can Google or your search engine, your favorite search engine yourself, and you type in DC Black Label, The Last God. You will find a bunch of stuff, but it's a comic book written by a gentleman named Philip Kennedy Johnson, who's worked on, he's fairly new in the comic book world, but he's done a bunch of his own stuff, but he's worked on, for DC, he's worked on Aquaman, he did some Batman, or did he do Batman? He did Aquaman and... I think there was some Batman stuff. Let me pull it back up and I'll tell you right now. He's worked on a lot of fantasy stuff. A lot of fantasy stuff. He does a lot of his own stuff. But he's worked on Aquaman, Dark Crystal, The Power of the Dark Crystal comic book. He did a book called Kong, Gods of Skull Island. That was on Boom. He did I think it's a creator-owned book called Warlords of Appalachia. He did an Adventure Time book, a book called Killing Marcus, which is now called Smoketown. He has another book called Last Sons of America. And then he has another book called The Lost Boys of the U-Boat Bremen. He's done a lot. I mean, he's done a handful of stuff. Nothing big, nothing crazy. He doesn't have any long runs, but the stuff I've seen he's done is pretty cool. And I really enjoy this this new book. The book has art by Riccardo Federici, I believe is how you pronounce his name. As we all know, I'm terrible, terrible with names. He's fairly new into the comic book world as well. He's for DC. He's done again some Aquaman stuff. He did Batman Metal, and then The Last God. But he's done a handful of issues of Aquaman. I want to say. These are, I think they're the Kelly Sue DeConnick ones. I could be wrong, though. That's actually Dan Abnett that did that one. So maybe he didn't work with Kelly Sue DeConnick on those. His art's pretty goddamn fantastic. And in this book, like I said, if you Google it, you look up the art, it's stunning. And I was talking with one of the guys at the comic shop. It's one of the rare times where you see really, really good cover art that is just as good as the interiors. Because a lot of times your cover art is tremendous, but your interiors aren't as good because they don't take their time with them. They have to burn through a bunch of copies. Are not copies of issues to get them done in time, but they have a lot of time to stick with just one cover. A lot of times the cover artists aren't the same people doing the interiors for a lot of times. So it can be a kind of a misleading type thing. But with this one, the cover art is just as good as the interiors, or I should say the interiors are just as good as the cover art. However you want to look at it, it is pretty goddamn amazing art, and it's visually, it's just amazing. The story is based around these adventurers that go to a place called the Black Stairs. There, they're going to face off against the last god, as it's known, who's been spreading a plague that's been killing mankind or killing off living beings through this land that they live in. And so these adventurers, who are all made up of warriors and from different races and different areas, coming together to fight this evil and defeat the evil. And then the main story takes place 30 years after that event, where the main hero is now king, and it happens to be the anniversary. They're celebrating it with his big gladiatorial games, and people from the different areas are coming back to the kingdom to rekindle their fealty to the king. And some shit goes down that night, this plague they thought they destroyed erupts in the heart of the city, and these warriors then are faced to fighting it, and they get to the end. Spoiler for the first issue: the king is infected, and he is monstrous, and he looks like this basically giant monster tree, and he starts ripping people apart, and they go from there. That's basically where the story goes. There's a lot more in it. There's some snippets of background that you see. There's kind of like an unrest amongst the people. And we don't really know what's going on, what's been happening the last 30 years. We just know that he's king, and, well, he's infected, and he's murdering the shit out of everything in sight, really. He's tearing people in half. And main gladiator that his... supposedly he's supposed to have won his freedom with his 60th win, I think it was, or 30th win or some nonsense. I can't remember. He's supposed to have won his freedom, and he asked to be part of the king's guard, or king's army, and he wants to put his life in for the king. And so the queen tells him, no, there's no way. I don't care how many wins you have, you'll never have your freedom. And everyone's like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? And he's like, well, I guess that's what I'll do. And his friend's like, no, we should just leave. Like, just get out of here and go. But then this monster plague erupts that night, and they're thrust into the battle, and people are getting, like, murdered left and right, and they're getting infected, and they're attacking people, and it's pretty crazy. It's pretty gnarly. The cool thing about the book is it feels like it's a Dungeons and Dragons story that someone just illustrated, and it goes from there, and it's very, very deep. It looks like they're doing 12 issues of this. The first issue came out on the 30th of October. The next issue comes out actually today of this, when this podcast goes up, on November 27th. The second issue will come out, and I'm really excited to read it. I can't wait to get it, kind of see where it's going. But like I said, there's little things sprinkled in it that kind of give you some flashes of the past and what's been going on, and obviously leading up to what they're going to tell you has been going on, and kind of like the unrest and how the land is probably not as peaceful as everyone wants to make you think it is. But so it's pretty cool. I can't wait for that. The cool thing about the book is, besides the art is fantastic and the writing's pretty fucking solid so far, and the kind of way they're telling a story, but in the back part of the book, the last few pages, they actually break down the words to a song that is sung in it called Petal Black, Petal Gray, and give you a history of the song itself, and then give you actual notes to play the song with and to sing along with the different choruses, which is crazy. And then there's lore of the different characters given to you, so you get to learn more about the characters other than what they're going to tell you in the main story. You kind of read up on them, and you can learn more about the characters themselves and the kind of the world beyond what the story is going to tell you. So you get a little more depth and expand on the characters. It's pretty cool. If you're a big fan of fantasy stuff, Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, all that stuff, I think you'll dig what this book's about. I highly recommend checking it out. That's that. I will post on the website a couple links to two articles that I read after the fact. One from Sci-Fi Wire and the other one from Comic Book Resource. It has a lot of the art in it. Kind of talks about the book a little bit not so much about the creators, but kind of the world that they're using, the kind of the environment and story they're using or building in it. It kind of gives you a real good breakdown on the art of the book too, which is pretty awesome. And then there'll be a video, a trailer for the comic book that DC put together, that kind of again shows off some of the art and gives you a feel for the book itself. So check that out on the website, and I'll have the links for the articles in the show notes as well. If you don't go to the website, you can at least click on the links and look at the sci-fi and the CBR articles and read over them. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode. Wrapping up November's theme of DC Black Label comic books. Tune in next month, where I have no idea what I'm talking about yet, but it's Christmas time, so it may be Christmas movies. It may not be Christmas movies. I'm not too sure. I really don't know. I have no clue what I'm going to do. But anyways, that's it for this week's episode of The Awesome Cody. Again, as usual, I'm your host, Cody. And at the end of these, I always like to say, let's be awesome.